Hey guys, welcome back to Talks with Maria in episode 212. We're talking about how manifestation and business go together and the one big problem that stops your manifestations from coming to you. Hey guys, we are live on my YouTube channel and then also live on Instagram. I am going to put some yummy lip balm on. Today we are going to be diving into how we stop the manifestations in our lives, in our business. And the reason why I want to talk about this, well, number one, I haven't been live in a while on any of the platforms. I think it's been a week since I've been live. So I wanted to come on before the end of the week to share my insight on manifestation, law of attraction, and why we prevent ourselves from actually having the thing that we ultimately want. What are the things that's stopping us? So yesterday I was speaking to someone from New Jersey. She is a new divorce coach, and she was sharing with me her business, right? Like, we did a business strategy session, and she has a really cool book called something about learning how to be in the wait. And I remember thinking very, you know, like, wow, that's a great title. And it's about knowing what to do in the middle of a transition from one part of your life to the next. There's that little wait time, right? And what happens here and how this is connected to manifestation is that when we are going out and growing our business, getting clients, or at least working to get clients, we have a wait period. There's like this time where you put in all this work, right? Like, a lot of my clients will put the systems together, they'll put out content, they'll put out marketing pieces, they'll do a launch, and then there's that waiting period. And they're literally sitting at the edge of their seat waiting for, like, okay, when are these people gonna book a call? When are these people gonna click the button to buy? When am I going to get a notification from PayPal or Stripe for a purchase? So there's that wait, right? And that is what we're talking about today. We're going to be talking about what you do when you're waiting for that manifestation to arrive and appear in your business and in your life. What are you doing? And this can go for all parts of your life. It could be business. It could be your relationships. It could be money coming into your life and business. It could be good health, right? Maybe you are working out, you're going to the gym. Like, for me, my goal this year is to have sexy arms. Yeah, you heard that right. I want sexy arms. You know, those arms where you come in, you walk in, you see this girl, she has like really sculpted arms, and you're like, wow, that is just beautiful, right? You want that. I want that. So there is that wait period of, when will it appear? When will my triceps show, right? When will my biceps really like be prominent and be sexy and sculpted? There is that wait period in all aspects of what we are creating in our lives. There's that wait period. Even when we're trying to get a degree in school, there is that wait period. There is the years of doing your education, getting all of your classes in, passing all the tests and exams, and then you get that end result, which is either a degree, a certificate, and then you go get a job, right? So there's that wait period that I think a lot of us don't really talk about when it comes to manifestation. So why is this period an important topic? This is probably out of all of the steps to manifestation. If you guys don't know the steps, number one, you got to get really clear and defined on what your goal is. So what is it that you want to create? Do you want to create a $100,000 salary? Do you want to create a loving marriage between you and your husband or wife? Do you want to get sculpted arms like me? Do you want to maybe pay off some credit card debt or student loans? What is that one thing, right? So that's step one, getting really, really clear on what that goal is and really writing it out to the definite. So like, if you want to clear out credit card debt or student loan debt, what is the amount? Do you know your debt number? If you don't know your debt number, it's going to be really hard for you to reach the goal because you're not clear enough, you see? So that's number one for the manifestation process. Get clear on what it is that you want to manifest. Number two is create a plan of action. How do you create, you know, the things to happen? If you, like for me, if I want sexy arms, sexy sculpted arms, I need to go to the gym. And I need to eat right, right? And I get to be consistent in these. What is the plan of action and how can I calendar it out, right? So for example, we're entering into the month of March. How often can I go into the gym and actually do workouts that will give me that result? And plan it out to the point where you're actually going, like for me, I'm going to do parts of my arms, right? Shoulder one day, biceps the next, triceps the next. What are you going to be doing in that definite, concise planning? Same thing for credit card debt or student loan debt. If you have multiple student loans, which one can you tackle first? Same thing for credit card debt. Which ones can you tackle first? They say for credit card debt to do the smallest ones first. I actually think you should do the bigger ones first and just pay the minimums on the smaller ones. That's my opinion on that. Just because the bigger ones usually come with really large interest rates. And then for the bigger amount, it usually takes a big chunk of your income, right? Just to maintain those minimums. So you might as well just pay a bigger lump sum towards that. Okay, so number one, get clear on your goal. Really clear, like down to the core of what that looks like. Number two, create a plan of action. Number three, get support. So either you hire someone for help, you hire someone who can help you with the achievement of that goal, either if you're doing health and fitness, weight loss, money, even if you are doing a business, who are you going to bring on to support you in this endeavor, right? So if you have a business, you hire a business coach. If you have credit cards, you hire a finance coach or maybe a debt coach. I don't know what they're called, a debt collections coach or a debt management finance person, but get support. So number one, manifest, get clear on your goal. Two, create a plan of action. Number three, hire help. And then number four, execute and stick to the plan no matter what. Those are the four things, right? Now, after those four things are done, and the fourth thing usually you stay in for the whole time until the result appears. And that is where the wait happens. This is where we're waiting. This is where we're like, okay, I did all the things that you told me to do, and now I'm just waiting for it to appear. And the thing about this is that, you know, time, and it's time. Now you just got to play with the matter of time, right? Hi, Cindy. Hope you're well. I'll talk to you soon. Now, with the problem with waiting is that we get in our heads. We get in our doubts. We worry. We think, is it coming? Is the thing that we want arriving to us soon? And then we start thinking about, am I worthy? Right? And that is where a lot of our childhood traumas come up. This is where all those things where it's like, am I worthy for the thing I'm asking for? Am I smart enough for the thing I'm asking for? Am I pretty enough for the thing I'm asking for? Am I an authority enough for the thing I'm asking for? Am I a leader enough? Right? And so this, you guys, is the biggest thing. That process of waiting is the biggest thing that stops us from having the thing we want. Because now what happens is that energetically we're showing up in a way where we're probably not executing the thing we should be executing at 100%. Now we're doubting, well, should I even be doing this? But we might still be doing the actions, but the energy is different, right? Just like when you go into having sex with somebody, just an example. And I'm gonna choose sex because a lot of people are like, sex, oh, Let me hear what she got to say about sex. So yeah, we're going to talk about sex, but in connected to this, okay? So let's just say it's time for you to have sex with a spouse you've been with for a long time. Now, in the beginning, it was like hot and juicy and fiery, right? The energy was different, right? You do the thing, the energy was different, it's live, right? It's like fun, it's like, what's gonna happen, oh my God. You know, one year, I don't know how quickly you guys get bored, but like 5 years, 10 years, 20-year marriages. Do you think they're, when they go into sex, they're like, oh, we gonna get some tonight, it's gonna be fun and different, it's gonna be spontaneous? No, the energy is different, right? It's like, I know what's gonna happen, I know what to expect, right? But you see how we're doing the action, but the energy is different. And your partner can feel that. Same thing for going into a business, going into everything in life, going into getting the to-do list done, executing the tasks in those, that four-step manifestation process. If you doubt and you worry and you feel like, am I worthy of the thing I want? But then in the same breath, go do the action, right? While those doubts and worries are in your head, it's going to affect the results. It is. And that is where you want to check your energy. Where is this coming from? Why am I so fearful and doubtful and worrisome? Why do I feel like and question whether I'm worthy of this? And this is where the spirituality comes in. You know, that's the reason why I'm so big on business meets spirituality, because this is where that weight, this is where the weight sits. You wait, literally the weight, right? And then also that waiting period, your spirituality, the process, your practices, and grounding yourself in the belief of your vision is extremely helpful in executing the tasks with the right energy. Is that spirituality? Being clear on your childhood trauma. I'm reading this new book. They call schemas. It's schemas. Schemas are, in the book, they say schemas are your triggers, the things that trigger you when things happen in your life, right? And there's like 18 schemas. I can't call them all out now because there's just a lot. There's 18 of them. I can't remember all of them. But the main ones are like mistrust. That's a childhood schema, meaning you go into your adult life with mistrust. Therefore, you don't really trust things are going to pan out for you, right? Another one, if I can recall, is a sense of grandiosity, like I am better and superior than other people. Those are the two I can recall right now. There's so many more. However, knowing your schema, which is really what triggers you in layman's term, knowing what triggers you, knowing what, you know, causes you to get crazy a little bit. Abandonment is the third one that I know I remember sticking out. I think mine definitely is abandonment. My schema, my childhood trauma is abandonment. So those are the three that I can remember. However, once you know your childhood trauma and you see that it's happening, for example, if mistrust is one of your childhood traumas, right? Like you weren't around, you know, adults that really took care of you, had your back full on, you kind of felt like you had to do what other people said, even if you didn't want to, because you had to, or else no one was going to look out for you. No one was going to back you up on it, right? So in your adult life, when you're in your manifestation process and you're in that wait phase, you're going to have mistrust come up. The universe isn't going to bring this to me. It's never happened before. Why would it happen now, right? No one looked out for me before. Why would the universe look out for me now? You see how it's connected to your childhood trauma, with the manifestation, the thing that you want to have happen. It's connected. However, if you look at it, and what the book was saying was, if you look at the childhood trauma, if you identify the childhood trauma number one, right, and you're able to connect it to like an observation. Like if you're able to observe it from the standpoint of no emotion, like you're not emotionally invested, that's not you as a child, you're just kind of looking in as an observer. If you look at it from that standpoint, you can kind of disconnect the heavy weight of the trauma. Like if it is mistrust and people weren't really looking after you, the truth of the matter is people have their own traumas, right? So they showed up and loved up on us as children the best way they knew how. And it wasn't really connected more to you, it was more connected to them. And how the results of that happening to you was really not on them per se, more on their own schema and their own childhood trauma. So if you can look at it from that more, like disconnect yourself from the feelings that it brought to you, you can look at it from a more logical standpoint. Well, my mom and my sisters were raised a certain way. They probably didn't know how to love me the way that I wanted to receive the love. And in order for us to kind of disconnect that emotions, looking at it from more of that logical standpoint, and then also being more compassionate about how they also experience their own trauma in that, right? They also have their own traumas that they're carrying while they're trying to raise and take care of a child. If you're a little bit more compassionate in that sense, it is a little easier to kind of give people grace. Now, a good question here that comes up for me then is, why would I give them compassion? They fucked up, right? Like there is times where, you know, sometimes I feel that way still, even though I'm spiritual and I do a lot of spiritual work and I talk about manifestations and law of attraction, the universe, I still have that sometimes where it's like, I'm tired of having to give people grace. Like they fucked up. So that means they have to own up to it, right? Yes and no. You know, there's two sides to that. While I think you are right, and I think I'm right in that, there is a level of righteousness in that energy. Did you see how I said that? I said it very like, they fucked up. That's not my fault. You see the energy? And I need you guys to start looking at that the energy in which you show up, right? So if you're creating something bigger in your life, if you're creating something bigger in your life where you're like, you know what? I'm going to change my life. I am going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to write a book. Let's just list out the stuff you could do. You could write a whole book on your history of life and your lessons learned. You could create a YouTube channel and talk about it, right? You could, and then heal. See, the thing about talking about your trauma, it actually helps heal you because you share it with people and then people who experience the things you have experienced are drawn to it. And then they kind of come and be a part of your community. And then what happens with that is that you feed into them, they feed into you, you feed into them. And then it's like a circle, but it's more of a healing circle, right? And that is the reason why instead of holding it on in here, it's always better to shine a light on all the things that have happened. The crazy stuff, the scary stuff, the dark stuff, the amazing things. Shine it all out because you're not no longer carrying it in here. So, you know, let's just say you are looking to do that. You're going to, you know, I'm going to change my life. My goal is to, one of my clients actually, she is a spiritual coach and she is like knowledged in all the spiritual stuff, like crazy stuff. Like I can pick her brain on spirituality. Okay, so one of her goals this year is to publish, which I think she already did last week. She published her podcast and she is going to hit 100 episodes. I think her goal is in 3 months. 3 months, 100 episodes on her podcast. And that is crazy because that means if you break down the numbers, you have to publish at least like 3 a day or some crazy number like that. And that takes commitment, right? You're kind of creating something really big here. So you have to be consistent and you also have to raise your energy higher when you create something big. You can't operate low like this. You can't wake up in the morning and just be like, it's another day. You have to wake up and jump out of the bed like that. You have to wake up and be like, hey, I'm going to create this podcast. I'm at 53. I'm halfway there. You know, you kind of almost have to push yourself. So if you're going to be creating something big and you know that your energy has to be high to create that, you cannot sit with the energy of, well, they fucked up. You see? You see how that's connected? You can't. You can't be like, well, they fucked up. You can't. You have to get over it. And however way you can get over it, do therapy, work with a spiritual coach, you know, hire someone that can help you through it, maybe read some books, listen to some podcasts, journal about it, grieve through it if you haven't allowed yourself to cry. I have to move past it, right? And if it, you know, I don't want you to think that you have to like say bye-bye to it. Because I think the stories make us, right? The stories that we have had in our lives make who we are. And it propels us in the direction of our purpose. So don't ever think that these things that happen to you, you kind of want to delete. you don't want to delete it from your identity. Because then it takes away from the purpose, that ultimate purpose that God put you on earth to do. Because we all have that purpose. We all have that thing, right? And the things that happen to us along the way is what propels us to our purpose. Now, what I'm saying to do, Mimi, if that's your name, Mimi Van 28, what I'm saying to do is to disconnect that lower energy from those moments. And that's when I say, you know, work on yourself, read the books, listen to the podcast, consume your mind with these pieces of information. Even with manifestation, it's really important to get clear on like what will trigger you, right? Because if you don't know what will trigger you, you're going to go into the manifestation process and then not know your tools. You don't know your tools, right? And if you don't know your tools, you're going out there like a duck. Next thing you know, you don't have a manifestation, whatever thing you're looking for. And then you're again back to feeling shitty about life. So, and that's why I say knowledge is power, right? Knowledge, but it's only power when you exercise it. So once you know your childhood trauma, okay, my childhood trauma is mistrust. Or my childhood trauma is abandonment. You got to get clear on, well, what is the truth? What is the truth, right? And here's the truth. I'm going to lay it on y'all. Here's the truth, ready? The truth is we are all energetic beings made of God, creator, source. We're all connected. That's how come you can feel energy. Right, you can feel the energy as I'm talking here. You can feel that energy as you walk into a room. You can feel the energy. If you go anywhere, you can feel the energy, the sense of energy, right? Because we're all connected. So if we're all connected, that means there's a level of abundance that we have the right to. Because if we're all connected, and if you just like imagine where you're at right now, and I love this exercise. If you imagine where you're at right now, let's just say you're trying to get like money, right? Like that's the biggest thing is just getting money. Imagine where you're at your home and take your energy out, meaning expand it out. Who's to the left and right of you? Who are they? Are they your neighbors? Is it a store maybe, right? And what do you think financially the transactions in each of these homes are? And what I mean by that is, are people spending money from home, which happens more often than ever because of Amazon, the internet, all of that. People are spending money from home all the time. So if you imagine energy as money, it's going to be flowing out of a house. Like, oh, someone just bought maybe a chair. You know, that's transaction, financial transaction in and out, right? Let's just say someone got paid, money going into a home. Right. Let's just say a block or two blocks away, you see a bank. How much money do you think is in a bank? Lots and lots of money. Right. But if you think of yourself as an energetic being, and we are all energy, we're all connected to these things. We are all connected to that store that is carrying all the loot, right? That bank that has all that money. Now, is it ours? No. And that's the reason why creating your side hustle is so important, because you only get paid for the thing in which you're energetically putting out into the world. Period. That's just it. If you want to make money, you have to create some sort of service. It has to happen. Or you got to get creative enough to, partner up with someone who can help you get in front of people to sell your stuff, affiliate marketing. There's so many things. YouTube, podcasts, you can get paid. You can get paid on email marketing. There's just so many things that you can do to get paid. Like, I have multiple streams of income through my business: email marketing, my podcast, my YouTube channel, my Instagram business, my Facebook business. I'm working on a TikTok situation now. But do you understand the reason why I'm saying this is because these are all the channels of profit that you can create, as long as in the waiting period of your manifestation, you stay clear and you believe that everything will work. And it's just a matter of time. Everything will work in your favor, and it's just the matter of time. Okay. So I hope this helped you guys. So let me just recap the manifestation process. Number one, get really clear on your goal. Really clear, like know it to the penny. Okay. Know it to the core of the goal. Number two, write out a plan. So create a plan on how you would execute this goal. Number three, you're going to need support because you've never done this, or maybe you have, and if it didn't work in the past, you're going to need either a new roadmap, you're going to need some support around the thing, because you're probably going to carry some weird judgment around it if you've done it before and failed. Okay? And then number four, I'm sorry, three, one, two, three, four is execute the plan until it fruitions. And that is where the wait period happens. And in the waiting period, you do what? Anyone want to say? What do you do in the waiting period? You 1000% believe that it is going to happen no matter the fuck what. No matter what. You will do whatever it takes to make it happen. And the doubt and the fear can, you can flush it down the drain, flush it down the toilet, right? That is the number one thing. Okay, if you guys have questions, DM me. You guys can message me any questions. Also, if you guys would like a business and spiritual strategy session with me this week, my calendar is open. I know it's Thursday, so my calendar is open usually a week out. Okay, so if you guys want to chat more about this, click the link in the bio. And then for people on YouTube, that is also going to be in the description below. Okay, guys, thank you so much. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.